Return the divine. The man, who communes often with his feelings, has journeyed under many times for the sake of his own healing. The man who has slayed dragons and cleared demons, who talks to God, knowing that benevolence lives within. Let him rise, let him seek. The divine feminine wants to meet him. Return the divine masculine, wise to what he has, and exactly how to please her. The man who understands he must be more, if he wants to keep her. Return the divine masculine, not as man, but as her equal.
You're listening to Ink Speak, where storytelling and poetry meet the wonder and magic of living. I'm your captain, author, poet, and unearther of life, Maverick Malone. This was the perfect poem to pair with today's episode. Recently, and by recently I mean literally this morning, but by the time you hear this, it'll be tomorrow because yes, it's now 11 at night, and this will take me at least 2 hours to record, edit, and fully produce, but here we are. I am seriously underpaid for this job, by which I mean I don't get paid at all, unless we're counting joy and having a loving home for my sarcasm and my many tangents. But I read something on Facebook that left me feeling like the throw-up emoji, something I'd heard echoed too many times both on and offline. It was a post from the male POV titled, "Why It's So Hard to Love a Modern Woman." And I wasn't sure if I wanted to do this as a podcast or a Substack. Honestly, I have that dilemma a lot, and sometimes things just end up on both. But I decided to let it exist here because I've got a lot to say on this, and not everyone is going to want to read, oh, I don't know, like 60 paragraphs of text. You can listen to me instead, plus poems. So since I'm putting this here, and we can stretch this episode as long as it needs to be, but don't worry, I won't keep you for too long. Even podcasts have their limit. I figured I'd just read the whole dumpster fire of a Facebook post and keep the whole fucking hot mess express going. This is the word salad that for some reason showed up on my feed this morning, I guess so I could really dig into it here. Why It's So Hard to Love a Modern Woman by a man. Let's start the new month with a bitter truth. Men don't hate women. They hate what women have become. And no, it's not because grandma was perfect. Every generation of women had flaws, but only this generation celebrates them. Because once social media made every woman the prize, it also made her impossible to satisfy. Let's break it down. 1. The age of endless options turned her into a nag. Once upon a time, if she had a good man, she protected that piece like gold. Today, she opens her phone and sees a richer man, a finer man, a more romantic man, and suddenly, you're not enough. Now she's nagging about your job, about your car, about your haircut. She forgot how she used to beg for data and brunch. I don't even know what that line means. Now she's calling you bare minimum because you can't keep up with her fantasy feed. It's not about standards, it's about delusion. 2. Discontent is her default setting. Even when she's loved, protected, and prioritized, she's restless. Because modern hypergamy says, if you're not growing with him, leave him for someone greater. And since the algorithm shows her highlight reels of private jets, surprises in Paris, six-figure men with seven-pack abs, she can't be content with stability, normalcy, a man who shows up every day. She doesn't want peace. She wants a plot twist. 3. Loyalty is now a luxury. Women used to give their all to one man. Now, they keep their options open. She says, we're just talking. I'm exploring. A woman has to protect her heart. Translation, she's emotionally dating 5 men and physically sampling 2. And yet she wants your full commitment. Here's the problem. Men don't need a virgin. But they do need to feel safe. Not from cheating, but from being replaced. Loyalty isn't control, it's clarity. And modern women abandon it for, quote, freedom. 4. Submission feels like slavery to her. You try to lead, she calls it control. You give structure, she says you're insecure. You demand respect, she posts about alpha male toxicity. But here's the hard truth. A woman who still believes she has better options will never submit, because submission is a reward for certainty, and if she thinks a better man is one DM away, you'll be debating your own authority every day. 5. There's no permanence, only performance. You want to build a future. She wants a vibe. You want a partner? She wants a seasonal subscription with benefits. The moment hardship hits, she's gone. The moment you slip financially, she's choosing peace. The moment your values demand sacrifice, she's not aligned anymore. Marriage used to be forever. Now it's until discomfort do us part. Final word. Men aren't afraid of commitment. They're afraid of collapse. You think men don't want marriage? Wrong. Men want legacy. Men want peace. Men want a home where their effort is honored, not audited. But modern women have made the deal too risky. No submission. No loyalty. No peace. No permanence. All for a body count of 12, a therapy podcast, and a soft lie wish list funded by your soul. So to the men who are still building, protect your seed. I'm sorry, I can't make this shit up. Guard your peace. Vet with clarity. Because in a world where loyalty is rare and love is a performance, only a fool builds where storms are celebrated. Whew, okay. First of all, I will never take anything seriously that says protect your seed. And literally all I can think of when I hear that is the scene from Step Brothers where Will Ferrell is dressed like a lumberjack and just bursts through the door shouting, "I've traveled 500 miles to give you my seed." That is the energy this whole post is giving. I'm 90% sure this was written by AI. There were so many awkward line breaks, random dashes, and the overall tone definitely sounded like this man just ranted to ChatGPT like it was a junior prom and he just got rejected by his crush. My immediate reaction to reading this was about what you'd expect from a female coming across yet another post blaming women for all of men's problems, frustration and heavy eye rolling with a side of, "I'll take opinions we never asked for 600, Alex." Pray tell, why is it so hard to love a modern woman? Please, yes. Tell me again what the male perspective is of women, I thought, as I expanded the post, bracing myself for the onslaught I knew was coming. At first glance, it's an angry rant and a jab at women who aren't grateful for, quote, good men. It's a wildly accusatory generalization, disguised as bro culture wisdom, proclaiming that women only want money, status, and a sexual buffet of options that must check certain physical boxes. The projection is so Godzilla-level obvious, it's laughable. So, naturally, I felt compelled to dissect and open it for discussion. At a staggering 8,000 likes and climbing on this post, I'm deeply disheartened at how many thumbs up it received. But I'm not surprised. The manosphere is like Playboy, problematic with issues. Once I read the entirety and a healthy dose of comments until I couldn't stomach anymore, I saw it for what it really is, which is pretty blatantly obvious. It's a trophy room of wounds, an inability to claim any kind of responsibility, and a spotlight on the insidiousness of this kind of incel culture rampant in the manosphere. And let me go ahead and preface this here. When I reference men in the context of this article, I'm referring to a very specific type of man. There's a 99% chance, if you regularly listen to my podcast or follow me on any of my platforms, this is not about you, because you have self-awareness. Otherwise, my content would not resonate and it probably wouldn't find you. The kind of man I'm referencing is the misogynist, the toxic masculine, the bro who worships people like Andrew Tate or reads the Rational Male series and dubbed the godfather of the manosphere. Or, as my partner amazingly dubbed them, as men who write aggressively misogynistic sad boy uncle posts, which I found hilarious. He later told me incel autocorrected to uncle in the text, but honestly, I think he just invented a whole new term for incels. Somewhere out there is a very bro-like, jilted, and sad uncle. Now that that is out of the way, I actually really struggled initially to organize my thoughts for this, trying to come at it from a nuanced and patient perspective to explain things gently so as not to come off like an angry feminist, in quotes. Like I was writing for diplomacy or something, not trying to piss too many people off. And when those words didn't flow, and I found myself writing a little bit and then staring at a blinking cursor, I knew why. I was trying to edit myself from patriarchal conditioning. I was trying to soften my voice for men. For my own platforms. Then I unleashed what I really wanted to say. No filtering or editing myself down. And the words literally started flying out of my fingers. And here's the thing. I can speak truth and acknowledge the grief that clearly hides beneath their misogyny, because there's a lot, but that doesn't mean I need to coddle them while I do it. I can be sharp and hold a mirror at the same time to acknowledge another's pain, while not excusing the behavior, the hatred, and the refusal to take responsibility. For women, writing articles like these is ironic as fuck. Responding to these types of posts, having to mansplain women to men in their own language, hoping they'll finally get it. And while we can't and won't do the healing work for them, I, as a female writer, still feel called to respond, but it's not without its eye rolls, ugh, and what the fucks. What we're seeing from the modern woman is an SOS call during a domino cascade of tower moments. At this point, our fucks have long since been gone. Women are tired of trying to get men to care and acknowledge our experience, even in the slightest. It's why we're leaving marriages in droves. Not because we no longer believe in it, but because we're so hashtag done settling for crumbs. We've been trying for centuries to just be heard and acknowledged and have made our frustration so blatantly obvious, and yet too many men still downplay those experiences or neglect them altogether or make them worse and then act dumbfounded when we start choosing ourselves. And when we've decided we've had enough and leave, they turn the tables on us. We're once again the problem. We've always been the problem. But now that we're openly, loudly rejecting that narrative and writing our own that favors equality and acknowledgement, it's inconvenient for men. The type of men who write, comment on, and like posts like what I mentioned is a manosphere man, one who expects us to continue accepting this bad behavior. They're often narcissists and gaslighters, though I will say, not all men. I think many of these kinds of guys are turning to this community because they don't know where else to go. They're vulnerable, and I think a lot of them are looking for people who can understand their pain, and everyone deserves to be heard and witnessed in their pain, but here's the thing. Don't expect a woman to do that for you. The first person who needs to witness your pain is you. You need to sit with it, and then invite someone else to that party. Oh, I don't know, like to the very people that are absolutely skilled at this kind of thing, the kinds of people whose entire job it is to deal with pain, trauma, and wounding, so much so that they go to school for it. For years, they're called therapists. But instead, we have angry men congregating on Reddit. Here we are. Women have always been expected to do the emotional labor, even in response to our own oppression. There is so much hypocrisy in even responding to this. To debate our own lived experience so someone else might finally see it as valid. This isn't about shitting on men. This is about illuminating the symptoms of the underlying sickness and confronting distortion. Facebook posts like what I read aren't just rants. They're viruses. Dangerous, deeply ingrained patriarchal beliefs masquerading as easily digestible bro culture. They spread so rapidly not because they're true, but because they're screaming in pain. And it resonates because so many men are also screaming in pain. And when you have a room full of screaming men and a woman steps in to interject, of course no one's going to listen. It should come as no surprise then when we're unsympathetic to your cause. This late in the game, karma is everyone's boyfriend. When you can't see your own pain, you can't see anyone else's. So to the wounded masculine listening to this, doubtful, it's going to sound like I'm being a raging bitch, when actually, I'm just telling it like it's always been. It's just that now the tables are quickly turning. These kinds of men don't know how to deal. Change is uncomfortable. Looking at your shadows is hard. I get it. I've been there. But it's like this. If you need medical advice, You won't ask an accountant. Just like if you want to know why it's so hard to love a modern woman, don't ask a man. If you want an honest answer to the so-called male loneliness epidemic, you won't find it in the bowels of the Reddit manosphere or lurking in the Instagram comment section with a barrage of emojis. You will have to exit stage left of your own echo chamber, go straight to the source, and ask the woman yourself without pointing fingers. So first, I want to just highlight a couple things here from this article. The first part states that in the good old boy days, women held on to a, quote, good man. But today, men aren't enough. That we're looking for a fantasy, and we're delusional. I would hardly call the type of man who writes, likes, or agrees with this post, this rhetoric, this belief system, a good man. Just because you hold a job, pay your taxes, and don't go around murdering people does not make you a good man. And I'm super curious about this also. I would love to actually hear how this guy who wrote this defines a good man and what his experiences are in relationships, because clearly there's some bitterness he hasn't sifted through yet. Anyone who has a belief system that spouts this kind of rhetoric isn't going to be a man any woman is interested in. Full stop. This has thank you next with red flag emojis all over it. Then he goes on to say, she doesn't want peace, she wants a plot twist. But here's the thing, in today's climate, peace is the plot twist. When you find a man that's emotionally safe and can truly hold space for the female experience and let women just be themselves without getting threatened, that is rare. I mean, I think there are actually a lot of guys out there who can hold space, and even more who have the possibility to grow into this like really self-aware man, but only when he does the work. And from the looks of this Facebook post and its massive amount of comments, that work is not getting done. Another part said, men are afraid of being replaced. That, quote, loyalty isn't control, it's clarity. And modern women abandoned it for, quote, freedom. Except it was control. So we got clarity and decided we'd rather abandon the relationship than continue abandoning ourselves. I mean, that's the crux of the issue right there. We're tired of being martyrs. One last thing I wanted to comment on was the line, submission feels like slavery to her. You'll be debating your authority every day. Come on, I can't make this up. These men exist. It's 2025 and there are men out there spouting stuff like this, that they want a woman who submits to them. What are we, horses you're trying to break in? Cattle you're trying to brand? A man who speaks like this about women does not deserve respect. Honestly, I wasn't even angry when I read this post. I was saddened by the overwhelming amount of pain and wounding that I see in it. So much projection. Clearly, these types of men are hurting because they've been burned, right? Pain is pain. But the larger issue is that these kinds of men have no desire to self-reflect. They demand respect but don't give it. They lack self-awareness and would rather lash out at a woman than take any kind of responsibility to improve themselves. And then they're shocked when no one wants to date them. So here's my take. The truth is, it's not hard to love the modern woman. The modern woman isn't a heat-seeking missile for a man with six figures and a trust fund, nor are we looking to feast on a buffet of Adonis dick like a lioness hunting zebras, like these kinds of men say we are. Majority of us are monogamous and just want a partner that's emotionally safe, who will hear us and witness our pain, that makes space that then creates the container for us to safely witness yours. We don't have impossible standards. We just want basic human decency. We don't give a fuck if you have money or a six-pack. Honestly, many of us actually prefer the dad bod because we understand better than anyone the harmful effects of wildly unattainable beauty standards. And if you find a woman that does put those qualities at the top of her list, like money, status, or physique, listen, she is also wounded. Like attracts like. Do the work and you'll start finding people who match your vibe. Because contrary to your why are they popular beliefs, the common denominator is you. You attract what you believe. If you think you're a lonely sack of unattractive flesh in a sea of shark women, guess what you'll be met with? when you start taking accountability for your own actions and belief system and do the work to change what's limiting you, you will experience a new reality and find someone that mirrors that inner work. If you want to be in relationship with someone who sees you for all that you are, you start that inward journey of becoming all that you can be. That starts with the self at a very individual level. Do you see yourself that way? Do you honestly love yourself? Because these posts here are Bucky's billboards out advertising wounded, next exit. They put your pain on display like a Craigslist ad, looking for a woman to fix it. No wonder we're leaving. Who wants to sign up for that subscription? Unlike the Bonnie Tyler song, women aren't holding out for a hero. We're holding out for a man who holds himself accountable, who acknowledges his own pain and questions his belief system, who asks himself, in what ways have I, whether consciously or unconsciously, contributed to this? And then takes a scalpel to whatever that this is and dissects it. We're not single-handedly destroying the sanctity of marriage. We're out here trying to build an entirely new narrative from the smoldering rubble patriarchy has left us. We're struggling to keep our heads above water in a raging river of misogyny. And we're definitely not out here writing posts on how to love a modern man. We're not looking for a good man. We're looking for the right man. There's a difference. Big. Huge. And it has nothing to do with what's in your pants or your wallet. It has everything to do with what's in your head and your heart. Until men can be vulnerable with themselves and empathetic to the female experience, women will continue to be scarce. Like Lilith, we'd rather be alone than settle for less than what we know we deserve. Radical intimacy. A man who can sit with his own pain as much, if not more, as he can sit with a woman's and truly witness her. We want an emotionally safe man that won't shame us or try to put us back in a box of generations past. Saying women are the problem is code for I'm in pain and I don't know how to own it. We're choosing ourselves, and that's terrifying for people who were never taught or refuse to learn emotional self-sufficiency. Saying she left me is easier than owning I never showed up emotionally even when she was on fire. So the verdict is in. It's actually not hard to love the modern woman at all. We're not asking for much. We literally just want an equal who takes the time to listen and understands us without gaslighting or diminishing our experience. Someone we don't have to walk on eggshells around and who just feels safe to our nervous system. Love isn't dead, nor is marriage. Many women still want solid commitment, but we're just not willing to give it to someone who can't meet us where we are. So if you feel defensive or triggered, good. That is a bad signal. Get curious. Ask yourself why you feel that way. If you feel like I'm defensive or triggered, good. Get curious. Ask even more questions why you think that is. Then go back and listen to this again. Thanks for sticking around until the very end. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support my one-woman show, please subscribe and share it on social media or leave a rating and review. Those are the best ways to show your love and support for my work and will help this podcast be found more easily, and that in turn helps this whole thing grow. To catch the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Mav Malone. Let's connect. My DMs are always open and I'd love to hear from you. If you want to stay up to date on the latest events, books, podcast episodes, and hear more from me, you can also sign up for my Substack newsletter, Mentally I'm Here, where I share even more magic and completely exclusive content you won't find anywhere else at maverickmalone.substack.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.